Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 30th of September. It's International Podcast Day. Happy birthday, Kieran Culkin, Monica Bellucci, T-Pain and Fran Drescher. Bank of Ireland has received the largest ever fine for its actions in the tracker mortgage scandal. The bank was fined just over €100 million, the largest fine ever imposed by the central bank because of the way it treated over 15,000 tracker mortgage holders between 2004 and 2022. Dermot Rowland is Deputy Governor of the central bank.
This sends a really clear signal to Bank of Ireland, and indeed because it's part of the wider tracker mortgage examination, that when they fail their customers, the consequences of their actions will be levelled at them.
The investigation found that 81 regulatory breaches that occurred led to the loss of 50 properties, including 25 family homes. This marks the end of the investigation, with all of the main banks now fined for their actions. Bank of Ireland has apologised to customers, but Marion Kelly, CEO of the Irish Banking Culture Board, says the sector needs to change its ways.
Those customers need to know today that this is genuinely going to be a bookend in terms of the poor behaviour in banking, and that behaviour and culture is going to change, and that there will be protections against something like this happening again into the future.
The UK has seen a week of chaos since new Prime Minister Liz Truss introduced a mini-budget with tax cuts based on borrowing. On Thursday morning, she finally made her first media appearance since the budget. Speaking to 8 BBC local stations back-to-back, she probably ended up making things worse. First up was BBC Radio Leeds and presenter Rima Ahmed.
The Bank of England has had to spend £65 billion to prop up the markets. Where have you been?
She struggled to answer questions on her own energy policy and didn't seem prepared to offer any change of plan on the mini budget, which caused market chaos.
Can you guarantee to my listeners this morning that their pensions are safe?
Well, the Bank of England does a very, very good job on delivering financial stability.
Her final chance was on BBC Stoke, where there was a question on mortgages.
We're going to spend more in mortgage fees under what you've done based on the predictions than we would have saved with energy.
I don't think anybody is arguing that we shouldn't have acted on energy.
Given the chaos of the last week, it wasn't really surprising to see a new YouGov poll putting Labour at 54% support versus 21% for the Conservatives. That would give Labour an almost 350-seat majority if an election were held today. With both Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng due to meet the Office for Budget Responsibility on Friday, senior economist at the IPP, or Centre for Economic Justice, Carsten Young, says the whole thing is a mess.
You know, the pound fell 4% on the day of the budget, not the day before when the Bank of England made their announcement. So it was clearly a response to the huge fiscal hole that the Chancellor's punching into public finances.
Russia has announced that it will formally annex four regions of Ukraine on Friday. President Putin will make a major speech as he welcomes the new territories of Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk and Luhansk into Russia. It follows the sham referenda, which have been widely condemned, including by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who pointed out it's a violation of international law. Russia has also announced that 100,000 additional troops have now mobilised, and social media channels are full of images of the newly conscripted being sent to the front lines. Ukrainian President Zelensky sent a message in Russian to those soldiers.
If you want to stay alive, run. If you want to stay alive, surrender. If you want to stay alive, fight. Fight on your streets and for your freedom.
It comes as the New York Times investigation has obtained phone calls made by Russian soldiers from the war zone, and they don't sound happy.
Our offense has stalled. We're losing this war.
Half of our regiment is gone.
Putin is a fool. He wants to take Kyiv, but we can't do it.
The US remains under threat from Hurricane Ian, which was upgraded again overnight as it continues to track across Florida and towards South Carolina, leaving a wave of destruction and flooding in its wake. It's now thought to be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history, with images of destroyed houses, boats and roads emerging. There's also an expectation that there may be substantial loss of life as the floodwaters recede. With over 2 million people still without power, US President Joe Biden attended a Federal Emergency Management Agency briefing on Thursday evening and pledged his continuing support.
Well, we know many families are hurting, many, and our entire country hurts with them. My message to the people of Florida and to the country is, at times like this, America comes together. We're going to pull together as one team, as one America.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Red Bull get revved up in Singapore and Timothée Chalamet is pleased to eat you. Right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
This weekend sees the Formula One Singapore Grand Prix take place. It's a dramatic and spectacular night race on a twisting and turning track, and the drivers are looking forward to the challenge. The race has attracted some celebrity fans too, with Alan Carr and Jamie Redknapp filming for A League of Their Own in the Red Bull garage. Current championship leader Max Verstappen is over 100 points ahead of his nearest rival, Charles Leclerc, in the Ferrari, so it's pretty relaxed going into the weekend.
Championship deciding weekend?
I mean, not really. We just tried to have a good weekend. I mean, to win it here would be nice, but it's not something I'm really thinking about.
Jackass and its crew of borderline masochists were a real cultural phenomenon in the early noughties. Some have grown old relatively gracefully. Johnny Knoxville, for example, now has grey hair, but also most of his own teeth. Steve-O, on the other hand, well, it's a miracle he's walking around at all. But he is, and he even says he's matured with age. He's popped up on Seth Meyers' late night show to chat about his new book called I Kid You Not, A Hard Kick in the Nuts. He says it's a request he gets from fans all of the time.
It's like, dude, is there any way I could get you to kick me in the nuts? And my position on it used to be, who am I to dash a man's dreams?
Sure.
You know, of course.
Very kind of you. You're very
right.
Giving.
But I've since matured, and as such, I've retired from nut kicking.
There's a brand new romantic horror movie on the way. I say brand new, I don't really think there's many movies quite like this one. It's called Bones and All, and it stars Timothée Chalamet alongside Taylor Russell as two young love-struck cannibals. It's directed by Luca Guadagnino, who also directed Chalamet in Call Me By Your Name, which is a perfect symmetry featured wannabe human cannibal Arnie Hammer. It looks, well, delicious.
You know, I'm thinking of a bad person. Hey, baby.
You look like the kind that's convinced himself he's got this under his thumb. But you pull on one little thread and
I'm ready. My lord.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.